Okay, find the train station in this picture.
Vincent Scully quip about Penn Station. You used to come into the city feeling like a giant, and now you come in scurrying like a rat. And just to see what we gave up to build the bus station here, pretty awful. Well, this is about, you know, greed, and then government's supposed to, you know, moderate greed, and in this case, government didn't do its job. You know, the property was taken up by eminent domain, you know, took state legislation to allow a private company to come in and create the right-of-ways in and out of this place, and then to assemble, you know, a super block in Manhattan, and then we just handed the keys off to a greedy speculative developer. It was outrageous, but that's what, you know, happened in the 60s. You know, in some ways it didn't die in vain because this atrocity produced the whole historic preservation movement in this country. And I guess it took something as big and egregious as the destruction of Penn Station to get people's attention to the heritage that was being destroyed and to create institutions to prevent it from happening again. So I know it's hard to beat this place for amenity, but we get a second chance, and it won't be as elegant as McKinley and White, but we'll get a chance to turn this around eventually. And, you know, I think it's whether the garden's here or not, or whether, but one way or another, this is going to be transformed. And of course, across the street, the post office becomes the grand new gateway to New York, which every great world city deserves. A big part of what makes New York work is it's a good place to live and work, and this is not a good place to live and work, or at least for the several hundred thousand people a day that have to come in through Penn Station. This is not a pleasant experience. This is totally dysfunctional. It's unsafe. Eventually, we'll get back to this, the idea of redesigning and rebuilding this station, daylighting it, getting a legible entrance on 7th and 8th Avenues and so forth. It won't happen now because of this economy, but it'll happen eventually. And again, the post office creates the opportunity to move the access to Penn Station a block west. It really is part of the larger strategy of opening up the west side. And I think what will happen, not immediately, but in the not too distant future, is that Amtrak will move its Acela and its business class services over to Penn Station. Port Authority will develop airport trains that go directly to all three airports eventually, but initially Kennedy and Newark. The same kind of experience you get in any great world city where you get off your plane, get right onto a transit link and a one-seat ride into the center of the city. That's what we're going to have at Farley. That was Senator Moynihan's vision, and it's achievable. It's going to require some leadership in Albany and leadership in City Hall, but it can happen. Now, what's a $500 million among friends, you know? So, days of stimulus and so forth, it's a rounding error. So I think we'll find the money. You know, it's funny, the New Yorkers and the real estate community, the business community, we have these great highs and great lows, and when things are going good, we can't do anything wrong, and it'll always be like this. And then when the economy's down, the sky is falling, we'll never recover. I have an entire bookshelf in the office that I call my Death of New York bookshelf. You know, it's the, and every business cycle since about 1930, we've had half dozen authors write the latest despairing, you know, book about why New York is gone. It'll never come back. It's finished. You hear it every time. And is this economy worse than the others? Yeah. Our finest hour happened during the Depression. RPA finished its first regional plan in the May of 1929, so it was like 5 months before the stock market crashed. Sounds like the worst time in the world to finish a plan for what today would be, $100 billion worth of public works and so forth. It turned out to be the best time. And we got virtually all of it built by 1940, because of the New Deal. Now, we had a little bit of help because Franklin Roosevelt was governor of New York when the plan was finished. His Uncle Fred was RPA's chairman. That helped. And we were the only place in the country with working drawings on $100 billion worth of infrastructure. As they started the New Deal, we were ready. And by the way, on the stimulus, we're ready again. We got all these mega projects that are ready to go. So we're very well positioned to move ahead. Anyway, so I take when you're in the regional planning business, like I am, you have to take a long view. Business cycles come and go, and elected officials come and go. The personalities change, and you have to keep your eye on the fundamentals and the big picture and the key investments and the key policies and strategies that the city needs to succeed. And that's really what regional plan is about. We're the most patient organization. So keeping an eye on it for a very long period of time, and then seizing those opportunities when they come along, that's what we do.